Christmas is rapidly approaching, and you want to read the Christmas story, but how? You've heard the Christmas story for years, but you want to read it for yourself, or maybe you want to begin the tradition of reading it with your family. So where do you go to find it in the Bible? As you know, the Bible is not a book. It's a collection of documents chronicling God working throughout history to redeem mankind. Sure, it looks like a book, but it's actually a library. That's why it's not in chronological order. For more on this, watch these videos linked below. So where do we go to find the Christmas story? Well, we have to visit the three documents that give us the information about this topic: Matthew, Luke, and John. If you remember from this video, also linked below, Mark doesn't write about the Christmas story. He jumps straight into the ministry of Jesus, so you won't see him in our Christmas reading list. Just like any story, there's a short version, a long version, and a Goldilocks version that's right in the middle. So let's talk about these three. And you don't have to pause this video and get some paper to write all of this down. I've already made a cheat sheet for you that I will link below. So just relax, finish the video, and then check the link in the description. Cool?
Cool.
Let's start with a short version. This is what you hear every Christmas Sunday when your pastor talks about the Christmas story. It's very familiar. It's Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. It starts like this. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. Yep, told you knew it. That is the Christmas story in a nutshell. And it's the perfect link for those who want to read it before a meal, before gifts are opened on Christmas, or if you're like me and you have young kids with short attention spans. Now, if you want to go a little deeper, here's the medium-sized Christmas story. It's 60 verses in all. In addition to what you read in the short version, you'll also get how God told Mary what was going to happen, Joseph's reaction, and the visit from the wise men. If you want the bigger picture on the Christmas story, then this one is the perfect one for you. This one's great for a longer reading with a family, maybe with older kids and teenagers. Up last is the long, full detailed version. Weighing in at 165 verses, it's over twice as long as the medium version and 8 times longer than the short version. If you want to study deeply the complete circumstances surrounding the birth of Jesus, hear from people like Elizabeth and Zechariah, Simeon and Anna, and explore the theological implications of the Messiah's birth, then this is the one for you. If you want a 5-day reading plan leading up to Christmas, you could even use this one as your guide. So, there you go. 3 ways to read the Christmas story. Remember, you can find a quick reference guide for everything that we talked about linked below. Now, before we go, let me know in the comments, what is your favorite part of the Christmas story? Maybe it's kind of the overall theme, or maybe it's a small detail. Anyway, let me know in the comments below. Let's get that conversation started. For me, it's the story of Simeon. So, if you want to know more about that, you want to read the long version to hear his story. I hope you learned something in this video. If you did, would you please consider sharing it? And be sure to subscribe so that you can catch the next Bible Tidbits video when it drops on Thursday. Before we go, I want to let you know that you can subscribe to LifeWords YouTube channel. And it's so, so good. There are devotionals every single day on that channel for you to discover. So it is worth it. It's an easy click. It's a free click. So if you want to be equipped, challenged, and encouraged by God's word, make sure you are subscribed to LifeWord. It'll be linked below. A lot of links below for this one, but hey, it's okay. Just click them all. See you next time. Grace and peace.